Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at $12.25, up 60 on the open. May, $12.10 and a quarter, up 60. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at $11.53, up 60 on the open. May, $11.55, up 45 and a quarter. July, $10, up 16 and a half. September, $10, up 11 and a half. December, $10.07, up 10. July of 2009, $9.23, up 12 and a half on the open. March corn opened at $5, down 8 on the open. May, $5.11 and three quarters, down 10 and a quarter. July, $5.22 and a half, down 9. September, $5.20, down 10. December, $5.21, down 9. March, $5.26 and a half, down 11. May, $5.27 and a half, down 13. July, $5.33, down 9. December of 2009, $4.97, down 8 and a half on the open. March beans open at $13.32, down 6 on the open. May, $13.53, down 5 and a half. July, $13.62, down 6. August, $13.35, down 5 and a half. November, $12.80, down 5. January of 2009, $12.72, down 18 and a half. March, $12.70, down 23. And November of 2009, $12.10, down 10 on the open. March soybean meal open at $3.61, down 50 on the open. May, $3.64.50, down 2.10. March soybean oil open at $55.15, down 27 on the open. May also down 27 at $55.75. March feeders open at $105.60, up 57 and a half on the open. February live cattle open at $92.60, up 40 on the open. February lean hogs open at $58.10, up 2.5 on the open.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we have now 60-cent limits for wheat futures contracts, and if two contracts are locked, limit up. Tomorrow, it'll be 90-cent limits. What does all this fireworks implication imply for wheat, and then take it further, corn and beans?
Well, on the wheat side, basically we're trying to unwind the tightness in the Minneapolis contracts. As we all well are aware of, it's a smaller volume market, and there is a sort of a tight situation fundamentally. Then two, I don't want to say a squeeze play, but definitely we're running the market up to ration supplies and force the shorts out, for say, at this point in time, as they say, uncle, trying to determine a fair value on the Minneapolis wheat. And the exchanges are taking appropriate measure to get that market to trade freely. We've got the Kansas City market trading freely now and the Chicago market trading freely now. So it might take another day or two yet, but the best indications are the Minneapolis March contract will be trading here by Wednesday, hopefully, and then we can go on from there. As far as the other grains involved, there middle of last week, there was ideas that the wheat would continue to just move sharply higher and not trade at all, and that the exchanges would be slow to do something to get the market in a position to be able to see some actual trades take place. And so, therefore, a lot of the strength in the corn and beans was some cross-hedging, buying anticipation that wheat would continue to move higher and pull corn and beans with it. Now that the idea is that we could see the wheat trade this week has sort of limited the buying enthusiasm in corn and beans, and we're sort of back into the mentality that the corn and bean market may sort of follow the technical reversals that we saw last week.
So what does that imply then to the downside? Where are the first support levels and second support levels?
Good question. If you like to look at charts and try to determine where some support and resistance is, basically you can use last week's highs as resistance. And what we're monitoring is basically those lows we established on Wednesday, and the March corn futures is going to be right around that 491 level. In December, corn futures right around this 513, 514 level, depending if you watch the pit or electronic. March beans is going to be pretty close to $13. And in the November beans, you can go with the low there at 1257. You know, if those lows are violated, I'm sure there's probably some sell stops down there. We would happen to actually close down there a couple of times. Some of the technicians will start to say maybe the trend's going to roll over here for a while. So that's our best guess, is to watch for support of the downside there, Dave.
Would it surprise you at all if March corn futures by the end of the week or shortly next week went down and tested its late January low at 493 and three quarters?
I'll tell you what, Dave, I've been watching these markets and trading these markets and been a broker for 25 years, and I walk in here every morning not surprised at anything anymore. I mean, just about anything can happen. And, you know, we could take March corn actually down to 450, 445, turn right around and run her up to $6.50, $7. I hate to say this, but I think most average people is going to underestimate the power and the magnitude of what this market can do. But this market has been very volatile since the first of the year, and it's only going to get more volatile as time comes on, and we're going to be in situations, like we said before, we're going to be limit up and limit down all in the same day, and one's got to be prepared for $1 to $2 moves in the corn and $2 to $4 moves in bean for no reason at all.
So do you still like the idea of buying some puts in here?
Oh, yeah, that's been a lifesaver. Actually, guys have made money on puts. They've been going up as the market's been going up. That's due to the increase in volatility. So the guys have captured the up market with the cash grain going up and also the put value going up. But, you're putting the floor under you. You still got your cash grain the market yet. Market goes on higher, you know the story. You turn around and say your cash grain higher. Market goes lower, at least you got some downside protection. But puts the way to have some staying power. It's the best way to go right now until we get a handle on acres in summer weather.
If you don't want to go the best way because you're not in favor of playing with options, what other choices do you have?
Well, you just plain hedge the market. Just sell it. You're locked in and go short the futures. You can lock in the futures here and capture every penny down and have to margin every penny up. But 520 December futures basis will probably narrow as we go into next fall. That, as far as the most penny-for-penny protection. Otherwise, if you don't want to buy a put or hedge the board, you just got to stay open here and use the up moves and make some timely cash sales.
Maybe cash sales against bushels that you didn't insure?
Well, everybody's a little bit different. You know, some guys are risk takers. You know, they'll ride the market up and down and try a couple of different things. But if you're one that wants to manage risk and to manage risk properly, you could do a scenario like you are sort of indicating there. You can buy some type of insurance policy to protect your downside, and it's not going to cover 100% of your bushels. So for uninsured bushels, for say, you can market those bushels. That way you know where you're at with them.
Thank you much.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing. He is in Normal, Illinois. Be sure to join us this evening at the Yawning Civic Center in Kokomo for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. The meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock Eastern, 6 o'clock Central. Panelists include Mike Zuzolo and Chuck Shelby of Risk Management Commodities, Lee Goss of EFG in Chicago, Brian Maple of FC Stone & Company, and AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Keezer. You won't want to miss this informative meeting. Bring your marketing questions. It's at the Yawning Civic Center in Kokomo this evening at 7 o'clock. The meeting is free and no advanced registration is required. Let's go ahead and get you caught up on the current prices. In Kansas City, March wheat now trading at $11.90, up 49¾. At the Board of Trade, March wheat at $11.17, up 24. July, $9.88, up 4½. March corn, $4.96½, down 11½. July, $5.19½, down 12. December, $5.20¼, down 9¾. March beans, $13.22½, down 16½. May, $13.36, down 22½. July, $13.48, down 20. November, at $12.76, down 9. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.